if you've never dropped an entire pot of your grandmother's famous matzo balls down the stairs, let me tell you, you are much luckier than I am. I stood frozen near the top of the basement staircase, my eyes wide with horror as I watched the matzo balls tumble from step to step, as if trying to march back toward the basement fridge and pantry shelves. Did you know that matzo balls bounce? The sound each ball made on the dusty wood was a sick squelch, much like the sound an eyeball would make if you dropped it from a great height. Matzo balls are a little like eyeballs, actually. They squish in your hand in a similar way, and they are about the same size, though eyeballs are much less delicious. Or so I assume. I have never actually eaten an eyeball. Mr. Zammit warned us against it. The whole reason I know the exact squishiness of an eyeball is because we'd just finished dissecting cow eyeballs in our sixth grade science class.
"These have been soaked in formaldehyde for preservation,"
he warned us as he passed them out.
"If you eat one, it will poison you. You have been warned."
Joey Ramirez sat back in his chair, looking disappointed, because Mr. Zammit had been talking mostly to him. Kenneth Lappin had dared him to eat part of the worm we dissected earlier this year. It was gross, and he'd gotten detention, but he'd also won $5, so he said it was worth it. I glanced over at my lab partner, Aubrey Leo. She was new, and I didn't know her that well yet, so I wanted to see what she was thinking before I said anything. It was pretty easy to tell what she was thinking, considering her face was all scrunched up like she'd bitten into an apple and found a spider nest inside.
"Gross,"
she said, as Mr. Zammit placed a cow eyeball on our lab table. It gleamed white and, surprisingly, blue, against the table's dull black surface.
"This is so disgusting,"
she moaned, then gagged. I perked up. Here comes Ruby for the win. "Don't worry, I got this."
"You sound way too excited,"
she said, grimacing. I froze, worried I'd said something wrong, but then she smiled.
"And I'm really glad for it."
I just smiled back. To be honest, I was really excited. Blood and stuff had never bothered me, and I was interested in how bodies and the world worked. Mr. Zammit said I'd be a great doctor when I grew up. "Or a serial killer," I told him. I think he was actually a little scared before I told him I was kidding. Anyway, I'd much rather have seen a pot full of eyeballs bouncing down the stairs. My family would probably still love me if I turned out to be a serial killer who collected people's eyeballs for fun and was careless enough to drop them. But dropping my grandma's famous matzo balls like this, the afternoon before she was supposed to serve them at the weekly sisterhood meeting at the temple, the one she'd told me was extra important, they were going to kill me. I winced as I heard footsteps coming toward the basement door. Maybe I could salvage this. If I could distract my grandma before she saw the mess, I could fix things. The matzo balls had actually held together pretty well. Only a few had smashed apart. I could gather the other ones and give them a good rinse to get the basement dust off them, and nobody would ever have to know what happened.